And now, from the Mammoth Oasis, it's the woman who's been gone so long, I almost forgot how to do the intro. But luckily, this is the second take, so I got it right. It's the sports widow, Molly Erdman. Very loud. The music went for a while there. I didn't. Oh. You couldn't tell. But
no, I
could
hear it through your headphones.
Well, that ought to tell you then.
Yeah.
Wow, it's been a while. It's good to have you back.
Thanks.
I mean, I've seen you.
Yeah.
You've been around.
Yes.
But the show itself, it's been a while.
It has.
In this context.
Yes.
And here you are, basically forced into having to do it.
Well, that's how I work best.
That's true. You're an improviser, so I didn't want to give you too much warning.
Or option.
Right. And this is, of course, the Sports Widow podcast, part of the Sports Dump podcast network.
Right. Yes.
Normally in this slot, it's the Sports Dump podcast. And we were going to talk about the NFL draft with a guy who actually got drafted in the NFL.
And second choice, me.
Yes. You've seen the NFL draft.
Parts of it.
Yeah. Very few people have seen an entire NFL draft.
Except for you.
I have.
Yeah.
I have seen several. I've actually been to one.
Wow.
In Chicago a couple years ago.
That's right.
I think I'm going to put that up on the website.
Great.
Me at the NFL draft in Chicago a couple years ago. That was very exciting. I wish I had done more bits in that.
Well.
What are you going to do? All right, so now, again, this was going to be real sportsy, but now we're going to transfer over to just talking maybe a little bit more about my sports addiction has now taken a new step. Now, this podcast was probably the most successful thing ever.
Just end it there.
Yeah. That's going to be I'm going to cut that piece up and put it in a promo.
Okay.
And disguise the voice. No, I guess this show that I got paid to do was, and then the ESPN I got paid to do that too.
Yeah.
So those two things of the unpaid
sports
stuff.
What was the Chicago Hustle? What was the thing?
Oh, the
you
huddle,
did?
The Chicago
the huddle,
huddle. Yes, that was that. I don't know if that was even paid.
It was, I think.
It was.
Or at least you got lunch.
Right. It was free lunch, which was like
I went
pay
to
them.
One of those.
Yes.
Yeah.
Devin Hester, Hall of Famer.
I didn't go to that.
Did not like us.
Oh.
Because none of the players liked us. Because we were doing jokes.
Yeah, but listen.
That was ahead of its
getting
time.
Getting not liked by professional athletes is pretty cool.
I have a long history of that.
Most people, professional athletes, have no opinion of.
Oh, I have been openly. I've told this story many times. Brant Brown, former Chicago Cub.
Brant Brown.
Entered the broadcast booth of the Joliet Jackhammers to yell at me. Because I had been making fun of him during the game as the PA announcer. I also had a minor league hockey goalie gesture middle finger to me. I kept calling him a sieve during a game in the Albany Arena, and it was so sparsely populated, you could hear my voice everywhere.
Sieve isn't one of those words that, like, you yell. It's not a good, it doesn't have a good, like,
got on his nerves.
Consonance to it. You know what I mean, though?
Well, yeah, but if you say it enough, and in the context again.
I guess, but also if you say it enough, it is a word that quickly, you're like, what is a sieve? You know what I mean? Like, it's a word that you hear, and you're like, what is that? Oh, right, that should have called him a colander.
Ooh.
Next time.
Yes. And I had an umpire actually, like, yell at me. He couldn't really kick me out of the game, but he came over and yelled at me.
Oh, a softball game?
No. At a minor league baseball game in Albany. That was in my heyday. Damn. Should have followed up on that. Anyway.
What, professional heckling?
Yeah. I think by now I could have made something of it. I got a couple technicals in high school when I would go to the basketball games of the team I never made, but I would go root for them, and the team would get technicals for my cheering.
Cool.
That's probably not good. Anyway. So now I'm doing this thing every morning.
Yeah.
The Daily Dump.
Yeah.
But that's not what you think it is.
I know what it is.
Yes. But for anyone listening, it's a sports little broadcast thing.
Yes.
It's on our Facebook page. And then I guess it goes over onto our Sports Dump page as well.
Okay.
Supposedly. The two people who run this site are Quincy and I.
Yeah.
It's me who's like, I'm like a 75-year-old man. Yeah. And the other guy is named Quincy.
Yeah.
So
he's a doctor?
No, he's also from that era. Like Quincy, to me, is the name of a 70-year-old dude.
I feel like that name is making a comeback.
Really?
I don't think there are a lot of people in their 30s. Is he in his 30s?
No.
Oh, 20s?
No, he might be in his 30s.
Quincy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I feel
younger
like
than me.
There's probably not a lot of Quincys of that,
no.
Millennial Quincys.
Yes.
I think there are Quincys coming up and coming Quincys.
Right, like Violets. Like, there's a lot of Sophias now, a couple years younger than the one I named.
Yes, and continuing younger.
And continuing younger.
Still one of the most popular.
It's a great name.
Just a great name.
Just a great name. Just a great name.
That was sports.
So that was kind of sports. So how do you feel? How is it affecting you that every morning I have to do a 5-minute live Facebook broadcast from our bathroom?
Well, I have a few thoughts on it. One is that the in terms of me needing to use that bathroom, mm-hmm. specifically the toilet, it
yes.
is not a big deal. Because
oh.
I don't like using, that used to be my go-to bathroom, so to speak. But now that the flush thing is kind of out of whack,
yes.
I opt for the other one.
And we do, and you know what? I also, that flush thing has done a lot to convert that
it's
room
like
into
the,
just a studio.
The
I should do the podcast in there.
Well, here's the, so that it's, the what do you call it? The handle.
Yeah,
kind
the flusher.
Of comes out of
yeah,
the
Yeah, it's
hole.
Cheaply, they replaced, it's a cheaply made
Very
toilet.
Cheaply made. And our landlord, oh boy, I hope he's not listening.
I'm sure he's a listener.
Our landlord has gotten kind of cranky. And I feel like we have to be selective about what we want him to fix. So certainly this is within the scope of things that we should tell him about.
Yes.
But I'm kind of, I just feel like every time I text him, he texts back K. And then we never hear
anything. He is very terse. You know what? I think I like him a little more than you do. But he also is very old school, old world, in fact.
Yes.
He is, I think he was born in Eastern Europe somewhere.
He's Russian.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so he kind of operates like that type of a landlord, I think.
Yes, where he asks me questions about the washer and dryer.
You get all the housekeeping questions.
Yeah.
And he responds more to my texts.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Now everyone's moved out. It's very quiet. Last yeah. week when we were recording, there was a lot of stomping going on.
Not now.
Now, we've benefited. I hope our old neighbors are listeners.
Definitely.
I don't know that they are, but we benefited from them. They left us, well, not us, but they left some stuff that we basically grabbed, some really nice portraits of roosters.
That's the first time those words have ever been combined in that
yeah,
way.
It's from like, I looked it up. It's from some, you know, Cooper's Guide to Poultry from the 1880s. I don't mm-hmm. think these prints
originals.
Are from the 1880s.
Yeah.
No. But, and then a very nice mirror
yeah.
As well that they were just going to get rid of. So
yeah.
Thanks to them for that. They're
yeah,
our sponsors
really
this week.
Upped our
as well as La Croix. La Croix is just because someone's always drinking it during these podcasts.
Yeah.
So we got that sponsorship stuff out of the way.
Okay, great, great.
So basically you're saying this has just done more to push you over to our other bathroom.
Oh, yes.
And this is...
But...
This whole thing's kind of a humble brag that we have two bathrooms, isn't it?
Yeah. It has made me realize how often that even if I'm here in the living room and I need to just go to the bathroom, that I always go back to our bedroom, which is further away.
It is. I've always known that bedroom was further away.
But
it
I don't
wasn't
know why
always our bedroom,
I
though.
Choose to do that.
Maybe you're just used to it.
I think so. Yeah. And some I'm always like, oh, there's probably something I need to do in our room.
True. And maybe you have a secret shame and you try to go as far away as possible to the furthest corner of the house.
Maybe.
My grandmother had a, I would call it a not secret shame. She had a very nice bathroom upstairs and she had a very dungeon-like bathroom in the basement. And she never used the upstairs bathroom. I think that bathroom went unused probably for 20 years.
Ugh, come on.
And she would use the downstairs one because I think there was some kind of like, you know, shame.
It's awful.
Yeah.
The other thing about your sports dump is that I guess I've just come to accept that now there's a mic stand in our bathroom.
Right in front of the toilet.
And a list of notes.
Yeah. I'm getting a little, that will become more streamlined as time goes on. I got to be honest. And I said this, I think, in like minute six of one of the early ones. So no one got to this point of watching it. But from my experience at the Second City, trademark, I've learned that you can take an idea that is maybe semi-amusing and certainly self-indulgent, and through just repetition, essentially, it will eventually get better. Now, I don't know if it'll ever get good enough to be, you know, monetizable, but that's the goal.
Interesting.
Is to have people start throwing money at their phones and computers.
Oh, that doesn't, it's not, that's not how it works.
Well, it's still the goal.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so it really hasn't affected your or anyone's life. What it's done for me is it's gotten me a little bit of scheduling, so I think that's good.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Did that read? Did you hear that?
Yeah, I'm sitting right here.
But for the microphone, do you think
that was
on the mic?
Well, I don't know. I'm not wearing headphones.
Okay, the next thing we're going to talk about is, are you watching the soccer match, by the way?
No, the plant is in the way.
Yeah, I've noticed that we rearranged our living room a little bit, and there's some beyond the rooster pictures, of which there are two, and they're quite big, and the mirror. Aside from those changes, we've also added some shelving.
We have,
and moved some plants around.
Yeah,
and we took
but
one.
But that plant has always been there, at least for
that.
A
yeah,
long
the one
time.
That's blocking you, and so now there's more plants around the television. But my Uncle Edwin's lamp, and I didn't know he was Edwin until this recent trip to New York.
What did you think he was?
Edward.
Oh, God.
But it was Edwin. But he was just Uncle Ed.
Oh, okay.
And it was my mother's Uncle Ed, to be honest.
Oh, okay.
But we called him Uncle Ed.
Yeah, we had those types of relatives. Yeah.
So he made that lamp, and it's just been in our back of our closet, wooden lamp.
Yeah.
And then you had that lamp shade on a really nice lamp that... A really nice lamp.
Yeah. This cannot be interesting.
Yeah, you're right. So the NFL draft, what do you know about it?
Don't like it. Boring.
Don't like it. Boring.
Yeah.
Well, describe what you know about it.
Roger Goodell, is he still the guy?
Yeah.
So he runs it, right?
Yeah. He's the commissioner, and so he calls out the first round draft picks.
Yeah. And so they go in some order, and the teams pick.
The order usually goes worst record
worst
to best.
Team, yeah. Unless people have traded draft picks.
Yep. Whatever. And then in the playoffs, however you finish, the Super Bowl team is the last pick.
And they pick these college dudes.
Yep. Mostly dudes.
Mostly dudes. And then they put on a hat.
Yep. Usually the hat of the team that drafted them.
Yeah.
Almost always, in fact.
But, I mean, shake it up. How about a beret?
Whoa.
That's my 2 cents.
Well, shaking it up's a good idea. They're moving it around. You know where it is this year?
Dallas.
Yes, we should go.
Well, it's probably too late.
I bet I could get a Miles ticket.
We should have sent my stepdad as a correspondent.
Oh, my God, it's not too late.
Well, actually, my mom would probably be a more knowledgeable correspondent.
Get her there and have her doing selfie stuff.
Oh, God. Can I
talk to her later and do this?
Sure.
Oh, my God, that would be amazing.
Okay. We know she leaves on our trip in a few days.
Yes, your mother's going to Syria.
She's going to Jordan.
That's what she's telling everyone. Oh. But I'm pretty sure Syria's on the docket.
Okay. Is there a Second City show called Surely You Can't Be Syria?
Oh, my gosh. Book it.
Okay.
Real. Two road goals right now.
Mm. Okay.
So.
That's what I know about the draft.
That's
it goes
pretty
on
good.
For 3 days?
Yes.
And yeah,
that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
And these players are, you know, that's it. Imagine a job where somebody's like, oh, this is where you're going to live now for the next 4 years. Pretty interesting. Although I'd basically at this point take a job.
Well,
if someone told me to move somewhere for 4 years
and
they gave me a job, I'll do it.
Well, so that's my question.
Oh.
Now I can let's say I'm great.
You are great.
I'm a great college football player.
All right. That's more imagination.
Am I just happy to play for the NFL? Or am I like, the Vikings? Ugh.
I think the Vikings, well, it depends on where you're from.
That's just an example.
Right. The example should be the Browns.
I was actually just about to say that. But do you think there's any kind of like, no, that's not what I wanted? Or they're just jazzed to do it?
I think for quarterbacks especially, that is important, where they end up going, because it's such a hard position, and the development of those positions rests so much on the coaches. And for example, it's said that the Browns coach doesn't know who they're going to draft.
Okay.
The general manager hasn't told them. That's very bad. And that's like, and they're historically bad.
And so the coaches have no say in this.
It depends on the team. Bill Belichick of the Patriots, I think, has most of the say. And a lot of coaches go for that. For example, Bill Parcells famously said, you know what? If they want me to make the dinner, they ought to let me pick out the groceries.
Right.
And then I think they fired him. That was when he got hired. So a lot of coaches want that. Not many coaches have proven to be able to do both jobs very well. Belichick being kind of the... And even he has a guy nominally in charge of that stuff.
Right. This is very... actually, I have a very similar thing going on tonight, because tonight
yes.
I'm going to watch long-form improv team auditions, and I will be drafting players.
That's exactly right. And we had a conversation about this.
About whether... And what is that called when you go, like...
Snake draft.
A snake draft. I'm going to bring that up.
You should, especially if you're picking late. If you're picking first, don't bring it up.
Yeah, I don't know.
If you're picking late, go for the snake.
I'm probably picking first or second.
Then don't mention the snake.
Okay. All right.
Because if you can, that way you'll get like the first, the fifth, the 10th, yeah. instead of the first, the 20th, you know, you're better off this
yeah.
way.
But I'm the coach, and I have to make all of the personnel decisions. So.
You're all in one.
Yeah.
You're the coach. You're the trainer.
Yeah.
You know, are you the scheduler? I hope not. You're not the administrative staff.
No.
And the pay's different, but.
Similar.
Well. Compared to what others in the industry get, I guess.
Do those do NFL coaches get their money Venmo'd to them? After a lengthy discussion about the players dividing up the cost, and they're like, "Oh, I only have a 20."
So they get 15 Venmos of $8.33. I'm pretty sure that's how the payments are delivered. Mm. This is an incredible soccer game that's on TV, but we're not going to watch that.
No.
Well, that was a great assessment of what the NFL draft is. It is very long. They're doing some special things, like a parrot is making the pick for the Buccaneers in the fourth round.
Oh, Jesus.
Imagine the parrot makes the wrong pick.
Aww.
And they have to stick with the pick.
Yeah. What about that octopus? Isn't there like that octopus that makes picks for, is that the
That's
brackets?
The World Cup, I believe.
Oh, World Cup. They should get him in.
He died.
That. Oh, shoot. Okay. Sorry about that. Octopus family.
Octopi.
And then there's a lot of time in between each pick, which is
15
arguably
minutes.
The worst
or now it's
part.
10. Now it's 10. It used to be 15.
They need to have a digest version.
Yes.
Where they're just, here's the, because it's just that.
Well, it's good to tape
time.
It. Yes. And showing the same things. And it's Mel Kiper. By the way, tomorrow I will be doing the live version of the Daily Dump as Mel Kiper.
Good.
Not, I'll be dressed as Mel. I don't think I'll do the whole thing in the style of Mel, but I'll do a
glasses.
Portion. Oh, yeah. I got some glasses that are more Mel-like. And my hairline is approaching his, unfortunately.
Okay.
Maybe you can help with some blow drying. We'll really do it up.
Okay.
And then you can be Todd McShay.
Yeah.
Not into that. So I'm going to watch it. Here's what I... This is the part...
When is it?
It's tomorrow and Friday and Saturday.
Ugh. Okay.
I don't know if my softball game is happening Sunday or not.
When will you know?
Probably by today.
Okay.
So
everyone, if you've already bought your tickets for the Chicago softball league.
Come on, Ma. They don't sell tickets.
Hold on to those.
People are encouraged to come, but it's free. Don't tell them they have to buy tickets.
I am selling tickets.
Oh,
could you please not get in the way of my adventure?
You know what? It's some of the most entertaining things at the park. I've gotten in fights. There have been people, random strangers watch
listen,
the games.
People who have listened to this podcast a year
know
ago
the fight story.
Know this whole sunflower
right.
seed story.
I've gotten in more than one fight, though.
Pistachios.
You don't know? Yeah, that's done. All right. Yeah. So here's what I wanted to ask. Can I have people over to watch the draft tomorrow?
When? What time?
I think like 4 or 5.
Until when?
Like 8?
I guess. I have to be somewhere at 9 tomorrow night.
9?
Yeah, I have that show.
Oh, okay.
What are we going to do? Order pizza and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right.
Okay.
It'll be so the sports dump people.
You heard it here.
No, I'm not.
Oh, it is going to be the sports dump people? So that's just Quincy. No one else ever comes.
Calling out the staff at 20 minutes. I'm going to put that in the thing. All sports dump people start listening.
Every week, Joe sends out an email. It's like, hey, everybody, we're meeting here tomorrow. Oh, please come. I'll have donuts. Please.
Yeah.
And then like an hour into the time that people were supposed to be somewhere, he sends out another email. It's like, no worries for those of you who couldn't make it today.
Everyone.
Please don't everyone write back and apologize. Our server can't take it. Replies from all the people who aren't here.
Do I say that stuff?
No. Last week you did, though, say, like, don't feel like you have to apologize for not being here.
Yeah.
Which either meant you got some apologies already or you were looking for them. That's a kind of manipulative.
I think people know I don't want any apologies.
Great.
Like that song by Nirvana.
Mm-hmm. All apologies?
No. I was thinking of the Polly because of the parrot from earlier. Hmm. Is it Polly Wants a Cracker or?
Yeah.
Is that the song?
Oh, what song?
Isn't there a song called like Polly Wants a Cracker or something?
I don't know. That is a common parrot catchphrase.
Oh, yeah. I just don't know if it's a Nirvana song. Oh, man.
The intersection of Nirvana songs and things parrots say is not big.
It's probably, I'm bastardizing some probably really depressing lyric of Kurt Cobain, so whatever. Yeah. So I guess...
So yes, you can have people here to watch the horrible draft.
Okay, good. That's exciting.
Yeah.
I still haven't decided if I'm going to send that email out or not. But if someone listens to this now...
You're welcome to come over.
Well, I don't know about that.
Okay.
Just wait for the email. Okay. And you know, I'm going to be putting out my mock draft a little later today.
Oh.
With full predictions of what will be happening. I'm just going to tease it a little bit. With the first pick of the draft, the Browns are going to let the clock run out without making a pick. That's how the draft will start, in my prediction. Because they won't be able to decide, and they're so mismanaged that they're going to screw that up.
Wow.
Leaving the Giants with the second pick. Now, here's another tease. The Giants are a very conservative organization,
mm-hmm.
to the point that they wouldn't have even had Colin Kaepernick be their quarterback before the controversy.
Okay.
That's how conservative they are.
Mm-hmm.
They are going to wait because they have the second pick,
mm-hmm.
and they're not going to pick until the first team picks.
So what? How's that going to pan out?
Well, I guess you got to read the article.
Okay.
You seem frustrated.
Well, I don't even understand what you're saying. You're saying the Browns aren't going to pick in the first round, and so then the Giants aren't going to pick in the first round.
No, they'll pick, but the clock will run out, which means it'll be the Giants will have
the option to pick
because they're so conservative that they will hold to the rules and wait until the Browns pick out of decorum.
That sounds very stupid. Decorum.
It's a joke.
Oh.
Wow.
It's hard to make jokes about things that the other person doesn't have enough reference level. Like,
I'm making inside draft jokes to you,
yeah.
is what you're saying. All right. Well, that's, you know, we're seeing what sticks. Obviously, that doesn't have the general appeal that I thought it might.
Now, I don't know. Do I know any college players? Like
Baker Mayfield? Have you heard of him?
No, that sounds like a
Sam
boxer.
Darnold, Josh Rosen. Josh Rosen, he's the picture on the dresser where he's like going shh on the ESPN, the magazine cover.
Oh, okay.
There's a guy, Shaquan Griffin or Shaquille Griffin. They're brothers. They're twins.
Hmm.
One's in the NFL. The other played for University of Central Florida, and he has one arm that is not – he only has one hand.
Oh.
Remember him?
Oh, you've told me about him, yeah.
So he'll be in the draft. He will probably not be in the first round, but he's, you know, a story of interest.
Sure.
Yeah, there's no like Johnny Manziel type characters.
No.
Saquon Barkley, you know who he is?
No.
Okay. Well, then no. And did you have anything you wanted to talk about, Maul?
About the draft or anything else?
Anything at all.
Okay. We haven't gone to any Dodgers games yet.
No. We should. We should go to an Angels game, too, because there's Hall of Famers all over this town.
Okay. This town being Anaheim?
in LA. Like the Dodgers have at least one.
Yeah.
And the Angels have two for sure. Okay. And maybe this Ohtani guy. You know who he is?
No, I'm real out of the loop on everything. As we've talked about last year on this podcast, because of the prevalence of terrible news.
Yeah.
The TV is on CNN more. It used to be back in the golden days.
Right. When ESPN just ran constantly.
It was ESPN on all the time, and I absorbed knowledge, and now it's not really on that much.
No, and we also had at
I'm
the
more
time,
of a news widow.
Kate, and we had more of the sports channels, too, at that time.
Oh, that, I don't remember that.
Like
that,
MLB.
That makes no... okay.
And stuff like that. But yeah.
Yeah, other sports... stuff. I'm trying to think. I don't know.
Oh, it didn't have to. I didn't think you were going to bring up sports things. I have a question.
Yeah.
It's been a while since soccer for our daughter.
Yeah.
Do we think we're going to put her back into soccer?
I don't know. I think we should try something else.
All right.
I mean, that's the only extracurricular activity she's done.
Yeah.
And she's done it twice. So I don't mind if it's another sport, but let's give her some time to like try different things.
European handball?
Sure. Water polo?
Wow, that'd be great exercise. I'd love to play water polo.
Okay.
This summer I plan to just tread water in the deep end for like 2 hours a day.
I could do that.
For 2 hours?
Yeah, I'm very good at it.
Would my core become rock hard if I did that?
I don't know.
Yours already is.
I don't think it is.
Is that? I think that's a good core exercise, especially
I'm sure it is.
If I develop some kind of like twisting style of treading water.
Yeah, but the trick with treading water for a long time is being able to switch up
leg
where the
arms.
Effort is coming
right.
from. So sometimes it's legs, sometimes it's more arms. Yeah.
Do you think you could twerk? And maintain buoyancy?
I don't know.
We'll find out this summer, folks.
Okay.
All right. Gosh.
What?
I'm just coughing.
I wonder why.
Because of the smog. All right. I got to watch the end of this soccer match. Special thanks to Molly Erdman for being here. Molly, thanks for being here.
Hey, you're welcome.
Really bailing us out. And quite frankly, it's been too long.
I don't feel like I had much to really offer up this time around.
No, you know what? You had about the same. So I think people have been happy with that amount. If you had more than that, it would kind of change the tone of the podcast.
I guess.
Well, let's do it again next week. And maybe since you seem eager to have more.
No.
Why don't you come in with a couple things? Look forward to that. I like this idea. So next week, Molly will have a couple things, and I'll have a couple things, and that means we'll have a few things.
Okay.
All right. Great. And I'll try to find the music to put at the end of this. Okay. And I think tomorrow we're still going to do a sports dump podcast. So with Ephraim Salam talking about the draft.
Mm.
So for you sports fans, tune into that.
Are you going to invite him over to watch?
Sure. I bet he has a better offer, but.
I don't know. We have two bathrooms.
True. He was called into CNN today, though, so.
Yeah.
All right. All right, later. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.